know, it's not often that I wake up in the morning and start reading the New York Times and I see one of our own guys' name in there as
making
a writer.
Headlines, news all over the place.
Adam Kinzinger, official congressman of the Ro Contra with Anna DeVlantis, is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And you wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times today, which is, well, let's just put it this way. It's gotten a lot of attention, Congressman.
Yes, it has.
A lot.
Did you expect that?
Yeah, I did. You know, look, I mean, I said from the very beginning, I want to be bold in office, right? Like, I mean, I'm not, I don't do this job for the paycheck or the title. I want to be bold and I want to be honest with people. And I think, you know, after 3 or 4 years of the obstructionism within our own party, it was time to be bold about what's really happening. And yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, it obviously struck a nerve because it stirred up a hornet's nest among some groups and, you know, had a talk show host just blasting me about an hour ago. And I guess it means I'm doing the right thing.
Who was that? Who was that? Lily Laverne?
Hannity.
What? Sean Hannity? Sean Hannity took a shot at you? I'm shocked. I am shocked to hear that. Well, because what's interesting is that Sean, and I think also to, for his radio show and also for his Fox News show, he and I think a lot of other reliably conservative talk show hosts like he and Rush have had trouble trying to fit, as a lot of people have, trying to fit Donald Trump and the administration into a box and make it work with their own philosophy, which in a lot of cases is based on a political philosophy or an economic philosophy, which Donald Trump does not adhere to. And the Freedom Caucus has always been very, very, you know, they're fiscal hawks. They don't want they're libertarian bending. They want a government that doesn't actually consolidate power in Washington. They'd much rather have it in the states and get out of, you know, only in terms of social issues are they conservative, but in fiscal issues, very, 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 very libertarian, I would argue.
Right.
And now and they don't like to say yes. They like no. They have, and that was your point. Now the problem is you've today in the last couple of days you've seen Hannity and Limbaugh try to pull back toward the Freedom Caucus and away from, because they're stuck now. Who do they go with? They go with Trump or they go with the Freedom Caucus? Now, does that mean that you supported that bill as it existed, the health care bill?
Yeah, I mean, I would have voted for the bill. You know, look, as I've said in governing, there's. You're never, you know, when you're in a country of 350 million people and you really have two parties, and you're never going to find a piece of legislation that's perfect. But I thought, you know, when it came to our promise of repealing and replacing, when it came to, you know, the fact that we knew this was going to have to go to the Senate, they were going to make some changes, we had to pass this bill. Otherwise, it was going to completely stop. And the interesting thing for me now is, you know, the same people that tanked this bill, this House Freedom Caucus, are now attacking President Trump for saying that he's going to work with Democrats on it. Well, look, so then all you're saying is you're responsible for Republicans not passing an alternative bill. Now you're blaming Donald Trump for saying he's going to go to the Democrats. So by definition, you're saying the only option is to actually watch Obamacare fail and hurt the American people. And I think that's unacceptable. I don't care about the politics. I care about the fact that Americans are going to be hurt. And, you know, unfortunately, there's enough people it's about the politics.
Congressman, I think one of the reasons the op-ed piece has made such an impact is because you not only blame members of your own party, the more conservative group of the Freedom Caucus, but then you say that they're playing a game and you liken it to the Charlie Brown Party, hoping that when Lucy pulls the football out from under us, that, you know, let's not be fooled over and over again. I can't imagine they love that analogy, but you must feel that way. And you must be getting some strong reaction to that.
Yeah, well, again, if the op-ed was completely untrue, I would not be getting the reaction I'm getting. And what I'm getting from people, whether it's the Heritage Action, you know, Michael Needham or, you know, Hannity and some of these groups, is just pure anger, because I think it's true. They know it's true. So you look back in 2013, the people that would eventually become the Freedom Caucus demanded we split the farm bill. Usually the farm bill is married to food stamps. It's kind of an alliance that's existed to marry urban and rural interests together, and they demanded we split it. We split it as they demanded, and then they later opposed it. You know, in appropriations process, they will demand that we put amendments in that are poison pills so that we can get no Democratic votes, and then they vote against the appropriation bill, and then it fails because the Democrats, with that poison amendment, aren't voting for it. This goes on repeatedly over and over again, and eventually you've got to look at this and say, and I look at this as a legislator and say, I can either continue to exist in this non-functional environment where 30 people, a.k.a. 7% of the House of Representatives, can determine the future of the country, or I can speak out, and I've chosen the latter.
Mm. All right. Well, good luck to you, pal. Hey,
thanks.
In the op-ed piece, you talk about going to the White House and meeting with the president about this issue and that he was willing to listen. Do you think that... Because there were a couple poison pills in this, I think, including by separating out the, you know, things that tend to be pro-rural and anti-urban. That's a dangerous thing for Republicans, because Republicans have been trying to make inroads into cities and on the coasts and, you know, for years and years and years and years. And if they just become the party of rural and ex-urban America, they're going to have a lot of problems, you know, maintaining those majorities forever, right?
Yeah, I think that's true.
So they have to figure out, you know, how to do that. So it's interesting and it's easy, you know. And you've got congressmen from rural parts of Tennessee or Ohio in this particular case, and you know, these some of the leaders of the or North Carolina, the leaders of the Freedom Caucus. I mean, it's easy because they're representing a constituency that's 80% in favor of what they're going for. But where the majority of Americans live in cities and suburbs, they wouldn't agree with it. So you do have to, it's a big nation. Now, let us go back to this issue of healthcare this year. Do you think there is going, because yesterday the president meeting with the Senate said, you know, at a cocktail party, was it yesterday, the night before, hey, it's easy, we'll get this done. Will there be a healthcare bill? Will there be a fix to Obamacare or the AHCA or whatever you want to call it this year?
You know, I really can't answer that. I don't know. I think it's going to come down to, does the Freedom Caucus. Now, look, after this bill was pulled, I know for a fact, because I talked to a few of them and I saw their shell-shocked face, they were shocked that the bill was pulled, and they started to question whether or not they held out too long, went too far, and everything else. You know, with the president tweeting, they're getting attention, and they can kind of act like this martyr, you know, and like some quote-unquote guardian of the conservative flame, which is totally untrue. They're, as you mentioned, they're libertarians, which is not the same as a conservative. But, you know, if they decide to come to the table, I think we can get it done, at least get the process moving. But I will tell you, if I realize that we can't, I will be an advocate for saying we need to fix Obamacare because, again, it's real American people's lives at stake. It may not be politically popular in my base to say it, but I don't want to watch people suffer, and that's the bottom line.
Do you agree with Speaker Ryan and even the president who've called to reach across the lines and or across the aisle and appeal to Democrats? Is that the way to get this done, or do you think ultimately the Freedom Caucus will get in line with the party and something will be passed that way?
Well, I hope the latter happens. I hope the Freedom Caucus gets in line and we can pass something as a party. I don't think you're going to see Democrats get on board with repeal. In fact, I know you won't because, you know, that's just their signature issue. But if we can't pass a repeal bill, then I think we have to fix. And if we can find ways to have a bipartisan agreement, then we should do it. But again, my preference is to say, let's pass repeal and replace, as we've said. It would be a better healthcare system, but the politics of that's what's the question right now.
Yeah. All right. Quickly, before we let you go, there is breaking news right now that intelligence sources have told at least CNN here, and I'm looking for it in other places. I don't see it yet, but CNN that there is, and people have noticed who've been flying through airports today, there may be a little change in protocol at the airports because the intel suggests that terrorists have stolen airport security equipment and are using it to test laptop bombs that cannot be detected. Do you have any information on that?
I don't know any more than that. It's obviously especially frightening. We know that, you know, as we figure out how to detect things, terrorists figure out how to evade it. But I have heard rumors, and I don't know this anything officially, so it's just a rumor, that actually this is intelligence we got in the Yemen raid, which I think is important to keep in mind. Because, you know, if in fact that was the case, it was sad that we lost a Navy SEAL, but I think it's important to note that he would have died, you know, finding this information if in fact it's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what comes of this. But I know there's already been some changes. I got a call today about airport security being different than it normally is today. So we'll see if that's actually impacting everywhere. Thank you very much, Congressman. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Congressman.
Good luck. And, you know, I hope
you, guys.
You know that Freedom Caucus cocktail party. Have fun at it
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, really. They're going to love you.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. You should call Hannity and ask him who cuts his hair. I think that's that's what I would do. So, yeah, you know, it's
that's a good opener. You
yeah.
think? Yeah.
Hey, who cuts your hair? Really
that.
Like it.
Definitely
really like
the
it.
Same guys. So,
I'll avoid it. I'll avoid it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
There
Bye,
he is. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, official Congressman of the Roe Contra with Anna DeBlantis. All right.
That was a scathing op-ed piece.
Yeah.
Really started got people going.
Yes, he did.